Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around.
Turning around.
I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you today. Truly, it's a blessing to be able to be in the land of the living. Somebody didn't cross over today. So for those of us that have an opportunity to still be in the land of the living, to still be able to give God praise, we shouldn't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. Amen. Every day that we have an opportunity to bless the Lord, we should do so. The psalmist say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Some people may not even know how to experience peace. Some people don't have any joy in their lives. Some people are confused. Some people are bound. Amen. But he that the Son set free is free indeed. I thank God for freedom today. Amen. I thank him for freedom. I was bound one day. And many of you that can surely attest to one day you didn't know a Savior. One day you didn't have a hope. One day you couldn't see your way. Amen. But Jesus Christ, when he stepped on the scene, amen, and he gave us an opportunity to accept him as our Lord and Savior. Ah, glory to God. We should be thankful. We should be grateful. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless him today. I give him glory. I give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today is Friday, the 19th of September. Time is winding down, people. We almost out of here. Amen, amen. This year is almost out of here. I won't say we. I meant this year is almost gone. Amen. And many of us have made some resolutions, hallelujah, this year that we would do dust and dust and dust and dust. Well, this is the ninth month in the year of 2014. And, hey, whatever you promised the Lord to do and you haven't done, amen, you got about 3 more months if you spare our lives. Amen, about 3 more months. That's it. Amen. Amen. But I'm just thankful. I give God glory for what he's doing in our lives. Amen. As you read so many stories of tragedies and accidents and mishaps and situations, some things that you never even heard of. Hallelujah. We're living in a terrible day, people of God. And if there ever was a time that we need to draw nigh to God, it is today. He said, today, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Amen. So we're just thankful for this platform. We're thankful for each and every one of our listeners that call in every day, those that listen and go back into the archives and able to hear these messages. Hide this word in your heart. Amen. Sometimes when you're going through, all you have to do is just steal away. Amen. Pop in a tape, a CD of a previous messages, a message. Now go back into the archives and listen again at these messages. We're just not here preaching and teaching the gospel for naught. No, each and every day we come on this Blog Talk Radio, there is an audio clip of this particular service. So if Blog Talk have an audio clip of it, what you think about God? God has a record on each and every one of us. Amen. So we're going to just get right on into this segment. I have to speak and like to invite you all to tune in, those of you that can, about 30 minutes after this segment is over with. We'll be ministering on Blog Talk Radio for Prophet Anthony Hill. Tomorrow is his birthday, so we'd like to just say happy birthday to Prophet Anthony Hill on tomorrow. We won't be on the line, but Minister Billy Burns will be on the line with the Saturday segment. Amen. So immediately following this segment about 30 minutes later, we'll be on the line with Apostle Hill. Amen. And those of you that would like to tune in, I'm going to give you the call-in number for Blog Talk Radio. And again, it's at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is area code 646-478-4177. Once again, the call-in number is area code 646-478-4177. Amen. Amen. And then by way of announcements, we want to also make an announcement for one of our mothers in the gospel, and that's none other than Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. Amen. They have moved into a beautiful facility there in Sacramento, California. Amen. And she will be having a prayer and praise service on this coming Sunday, September the 21st. Amen. And I think, let me get the announcement. It began at 3:30 that evening. Okay, let me find it right now. I want to give you all the correct information. But her ministry is Prayer, Praise, Healing, and Compassion Ministry. Amen. And she's located in Sacramento, California. And that service will be at 3:30 p.m. And it's a prayer and praise service. And again, it's Sunday, September the 21st, 2014. And the address is 3333 I Street, Sacramento, California, 95816. And pastors for that ministry is Bishop Eddie Harrison and Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. So if you're located in the surrounding area there in California, go out and support the woman of God in that service. It's Women in White. So she's asking all of the women to wear white. Women in White, prayer and praise service. Amen, amen. So we thank God for that. Also, Prophet Michael Lewis is going to be speaking in a service in Fresno, San Diego, California. I don't have all of that information before me for his, but I'll be announcing it. That's for next month. Amen. Amen. And then we'd like to invite you to our Saturday service with They Overcame with Minister Billy Burns. And Sister Renita be hosting, I think, the second Saturday of every month. So they come on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's very early on the West Coast. I'm in a different time zone, so I'm able to tune in from time to time. Amen, amen. So we thank God for that and what he's doing in the lives of his people. Amen. So we're excited. We're continuing on with our series this week, and our destiny focus this week is titled A Good Name. Amen. And we kicked it off this week with Minister William Caldwell out of West Covina, California. And then Tuesday, we continued on with Prophet Michael Davis out of Vacaville, California. All California people just about this week. And on Wednesday, me, myself, spoke on that topic, a good name. And on yesterday, we were privileged to hear Pastor Miracle Burlington all the way out of Houston, Texas. And today, we're going back to California. Amen. And we have none other than our friend, our sister, amen, anointed prayer warrior, woman of God that loved the Lord, amen, and loved doing what she's doing for the ministry and for God's people. Amen. And she's a pastor, amen, of It's All About Jesus Ministries there in Stockton, California. So she's going to give you the information. And if you're in that area, amen, we invite you to tune in and go by and visit Pastor Beatrice Martin. And if you don't have a home church, certainly she welcome you to join in with her, amen, at It's All About Jesus Ministries, amen. So with no further ado, we're going to let Pastor Beatrice come right on, amen, and she can open up with the word of prayer and whatever the Lord have laid on our heart to share with us today, we are going to receive it gladly. Amen, amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, Pastor Beatrice Martin of It's All About Jesus Ministries there in Stockton, California. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you too. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank and praise you for Pastor Bernard, Father God, for opening up her lines, Father God, for your glory and honor, for souls to be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you will bless her. Father, I pray you will make her above and not beneath. You make her the head and not the tail. You'll give her the lin and not the bar. I pray that you will open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out the blessings upon her. Father, not only bless her, but bless her family, bless her household, bless her children. Meet every need spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as I stand in the gap for my brothers and sisters on the line, Father, I pray that you will bless them. For you said your perfect love casts out all fear.
Hallelujah.
And you said in your word, Father, that fear thou not, for you are with us. You will help us. You will strengthen us. And you will uphold us when we feel like giving up. You said you would uphold us with the righteousness of your right hand. For we know at your right hand is power. At your right hand is healing. At your right hand is deliverance. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that our steps continue to be ordered by you and that you continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, touch our bodies right now from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch our hearing because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I come against the spirit of distraction in the airways. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, dispatch your ministering angels. Oh, God. Save souls from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, we give you the glory. God, we give you the honor for what you're about to do. Because your word, you said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Father, I pray that you will speak through me, that you use me as a vessel. Oh, God, for your glory and honor. Father, I pray that you continue to get the glory out of this broadcast radio station and continue to take us from glory to glory to glory, and that no weapon formed against this radio broadcast station shall prosper, and every tongue that arises against her in judgment thou shalt condemn. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
God.
The
Hallelujah.
Righteousness of me, saith the Lord. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon. God, we thank you. God, I bless you for the clergy that's on the line. God, I bless you for my brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
That is on the line. God, we magnify you. God, I bless your name. I will bless the Lord at all times. With your praise, with your continuity, be in our mouth. God, we praise you for who you are. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Father, we magnify you for who you are and what you're doing. God, you said you inhabit the praises of your children. So, God, we thank you. You said to do all things without murmuring and complaining. So, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you woke us up this morning. Because, Father, in you we live and move and have our being. Oh, God, we thank you because you're able to do it exceedingly abundantly above. Father, we can get higher than the 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 higher.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit, come on in and have your way on today.
Hallelujah.
Today, we decree and declare and we plead the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's all right to praise him because he's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I bless your name. I bless your name for your word today. Amen. Coming out of Proverbs 22, verse 1, it says, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, rather than silver and gold. Oh, my God. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, rather than silver and gold. A good name, a good name, a good name. To me, when it's saying a good name speaks of a reputation that you're holding. A good name means a reputation. It's saying that your reputation has more value than possessions or wealth. A name cannot be easily replaced, not even with a lot of money. So it's speaking of a good name. And we as the body of Christ, we hold a reputation for Christ. We're not trying to do as the world do, keep up a reputation with the world. We want to keep a reputation with Christ. See, when the world keeps a reputation with the world, then they have worldly ways to get it. Amen. But we as the body of Christ, keeping a reputation with Christ, we know that we are Christians and we walk worthy of our calling. So it's saying that our reputation, when somebody hear our name should be spoken good as being a child of God. Amen. Even if somebody throw a little dirt on you, you know you've been living right and you know you've been living holy. That's okay. God know how to clean it off of you. I said God know how to do it because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But we as having a reputation, we want to hold the highest esteem and walk worthy of our calling because we represent Christ. Amen. So when people see us, they should see Christ in us. Not that old way we used to live. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is made brand new. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. So what am I saying? When people see us as we hold a reputation for Christ, they shouldn't see the reputation that we held out there in the world. And we all know what background we all came from. Amen. We can't bring that lifestyle into God as we are living for God. A good name. So a good name means not a chameleon Christian, not a hypocrite Christian, come on, not a lying Christian, not a thieving Christian, but a the name that God gave you as a sister or a brother in Christ, as a living holy to God, holding a good name, living up to the name holy, living up to the name brother and sister in Christ. Come on. It says it's to be chosen. That means it's selected. I'd rather to live for God, I'd rather to have a good name than to choose money. I'd rather to have a good name than to choose fame. I'd rather to have a good name than to choose riches. Why? Because the Bible says, what would it cost for a man to gain the whole world?
Come on now.
So I'd rather to live for Christ than to yield to the things of the world, than to yield to fame, than to yield to riches. I'd rather to yield as holding a reputation for God. Why? Because it brings love and favor. And favor can go where silver and gold can't go. Favor will follow you through any door that you knock on. Favor will follow you. People will say, I don't know why, but I like her. I don't know why, but I like him. I'd rather to have favor over my life than silver and gold representing me, than money in the world representing me. Because when money runs out, I still have the favor of God. Amen.
Come on now.
It's like the favor of God being upon your life when you hold a good reputation, when you're in right standing with God. Because the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, for the mercy of God, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is good and acceptable to God. So God is not going to accept us living for him and having a bad reputation. We have to have a good reputation. Why? Because in us walking for Christ and being a good name and having a good reputation to back up that good name, there's a lot of people in the world that has a good name, but can they back it up in their spirit? Come on.
All right.
They can back it up their good name with money, but what about backing it up in your character? Oh, my God. So we want to have a good name that comes with a good character. Amen. See, The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 1, a good man, a good name is better than precious ointment. That means a good name is better than precious ointment, or a good name is better than expensive perfume. Yeah, that perfume may be smelling good on you, but it's your spirit stinking. Come on.
Come on now.
Name, come on. The aroma that I want to come from me behind my good name is Christ's aroma. Amen. I can spray my body up with perfume all I want, but what about the aroma of Christ coming from my body, coming and flowing from my character? It says a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than one's birth. It meaning a person's death may be better than the day of birth if the name of that person has merited, amen, has favor, has a lasting favor, has a reputation. Come on. There's a lot of people that left to go on to be with the Lord in the body of Christ, and their reputation lives on, and their legacy lives on. Come on. People are still speaking about them, and yet they're gone. They still left imprints on the heart of their people about Christ, but they have moved on. Why? Because the lasting favor and the reputation they had influenced the heart of the people. And that's how God wants our name and our character to influence the heart of his people. Not to draw people to ourselves, but to draw people to Christ. Amen. A good name will influence others to follow you to Christ. Oh, my God. A bad name, you know when you had a bad name, what kind of people you picked up when you had a bad name. Birds of a flock together. But when we're in Christ Jesus, a good name, come on, will influence the heart of people to want to follow you, what church you go to. Sister, your spirit is just so kind. You got to be a Christian. That brings on the power of influence. The Bible says in Philippians 2, verse 12, 13, it says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who worketh in you both the will. Come on. God wants us to work it out. Come on. Work out deception. Work out deceitfulness. Work out lying. Work out trickery. Come on. As the body of Christ, we shouldn't have that in our spirit. Work out our good, our bad character and pick up a good character. Amen. When it speaks of working out our salvation with fear and trembling, it's not saying, it's saying that we do this for Christ. It's saying that salvation is a gift that needs to be unwrapped, and it needs to be worked out through salvation, but not worked for. Amen? So God is telling us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Our salvation is in our reputation. Amen. We are well spoken of. A good name brings good things. A good name brings good people to you. My God.
Come on.
I'm going to say that again. We are to be well spoken of as representing Christ our Lord and Savior. Why? Because a good name brings good things with good people. That's amen. And great riches bring great care, it said. Great riches bring great care. A fool can have great riches, but his name is his lifestyle is a hard way of living. Why? Because he's a fool. And he acts foolish, and he spends his money foolish. Yeah, he may got a lot of money, but his character is stinky, and he acts in a foolish way. But a good name is so valuable, much more than riches. It is so valuable. Why? Because it wins affection. It wins friendship, which is far better than material riches. Amen. Some people have a lot of money, but people can't stand to be around them because of their character. They ain't got no friends, and they ain't got nobody, and they're all alone. Mm. But a good name is so valuable. It wins the affection of friendship, which is far better than material riches. Amen. When you have a good name, favor follows you, and favor is better than silver and gold. A good name is more desirable than great riches. A good name is highly respected, more than silver and gold. A good name continues to last forever. Amen. That's why the psalmist wrote, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Amen. A good name, I'm talking about a good name. We should be more careful We should do things and not doing things that will ruin our reputation as Christians with God and will ruin our reputation with man. We are to keep our name as a good servant. You remember when Jesus told the good servant to come on up in a little bit higher, enter into the joy of my arrest? But he also told the wicked servant, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I know you not. Amen. By a good name, we can be all a light to others. A good name means your light is shining. The Bible says in Matthew, the fifth chapter, ye are the light of the world, a city that sits on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it on the bushes, but on a candlestick, and to give the light unto all that are in the house. Your good name will shine, my God. When people hear your name, yes, I know Evangelist, I know Pastor Bernard, that great woman of God, she's been a blessing to me. She has blessed me since I met her. That's the name alone. No, I don't know her, but I heard about her. What is people about you? You got to remember, blind Bartimaeus could not even see. When he heard that Jesus was in
prayer, yes,
he heard
Lord.
That Jesus can heal the blind. He heard that Jesus can raise the dead. He heard that Jesus can heal the lame man. He heard that Jesus healed the woman with the issue of blood. He heard nothing but good things. He heard how Jesus fed the multitude. See, he was blind, but he heard about Jesus, and he began to call for help. Because he heard. Some people don't even want to call on you. Some people don't even
want
to call on your name because of what you did and what you said and what you got. Come on. But when he heard that Jesus was on the scene, he began to cry out to Jesus. Because when people hear your name, what are they hearing? What are they hearing? They shouldn't hear, oh, that's a tyrant. They shouldn't hear, oh, she's at their man. She's a whore in the church. He's a skirt.
Come on.
He's an elder. Oh, he robs the basket. He's a thief. Oh, he's playing on people. Oh, he's not real. Oh, he's a fake Christian. Oh, no. They shouldn't hear that as us being people of God. We are to be a light. And it is better to be a light to the world than to have silver and gold. We don't have to be turned. Because if we continue to be a light to the world, God will bless your finances. See, we don't get finances like we used to do. We don't pimp the church. We don't take. We don't do this. We don't do that. We don't be turned. We're not in it for money. We're in it for gain. Gain is our standing closer to Christ. Come on. We're in it for gain with God. We're in it for his glory to win souls. Amen. We're not to pimp the gospel, my God. We're not hustlers no more. That was the old us. But the new us carry weight. We carry Christ on our life. Come on. But you know one thing I've noticed about Jesus Christ? He was held in so much favorable. Come on. The Bible tells me that Jesus made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a slave and was made in likeness of man. And being found in fashion as man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. And Jesus stripped himself of all privilege and all rights and of his dignity, and he became a slave that he became like men and was born in a human being. His life was more important to God than the man. Come on. Our life is more important to God than the man. We got to walk to please God and not walk to please man. And Luke 2:52, it tells me, because Jesus made himself of no reputation, Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. That tells me when we have a good name, my God, hallelujah, when we have a good name, we will increase in wisdom and in favor with God and with man.
Come on.
Say it again. When we have a good name, when we have a good reputation, we will increase. Favor will follow us. We will increase in wisdom. We will increase with favor with God and man. Hallelujah. My Bible tells me in Philippians 4, verse 8, that we are to think on the right things. Our mind, we shouldn't be thinking on anything other than to please God and to keep a good reputation. How do we keep a good reputation? How do we keep a good name? Finding my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things
Come on
are
now.
Honest, Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report. I said a good report, not a bad report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You receive these things you learned and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. This is how we keep a good name, my brothers and my sisters. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, I'm going to say it again.
Come on.
Not a bad report. A good report brings a good name. A bad report brings a bad name. If there be any praise, think on these things you receive, these things you have learned, you heard, and you've seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And this is what Paul was saying. Follow me as I follow Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you. A good name. When we come to God, he gets rid of that old name. He gives us a new name. My God, he gives us a new name. What a new spirit. Amen.
Come on.
We don't have the spirit of the world. We have the spirit of the living God. Amen. Our reputation. What is your rep today? Are you representing Christ? What is your rep today? What does your name represent? Come on. Do your name represent Christ Jesus? You know, our name holds a reputation. Our outer life is reputation with people. Our inner life is a good reputation with God. Amen. So I want my inner life, come on, to be, it's more important than my outer life, because I have to get my inner life together first. And then when my inner life is in together, it'll shine on the outer life. My God. Do you want favor with God, or do you want favor with man? We're not being Caesars. When you have favor with man and you allow man to control you, then you lose out. But when you walk to please God, God is control in your life. And that's
you ministering now.
Because wisdom comes with favor. Amen, my God.
Come on
and
now.
God to bless Jesus. Oh, I have to go back to that. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. Stature means he began to grow in his spirit. Come on. It's time to grow in our spirit. How do we do that? By keeping a good reputation. The Bible says in Philippians 1, verse 1, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So we have to mind the things of God. We have to take on the mind of Christ. We cannot allow that old man to come up, because if we allow that old man to come up, then we'll start having them old, bad, nasty, stinky habits, which gave us a bad reputation. But now I speak for myself. But now that I came to Christ, my name holds a good reputation. Why? Because the name he gave me is just, they just seeing his name all stamped on my forehead. One day somebody told me I was a freak, and I was a freak for Christ. I said, that's all right. I don't want the cure for it. I want to stay that way. Amen. I want to hold a good reputation. And that's what we want to do. We want to hold a good reputation. I'm getting ready to close. A bad name does not bring no glory to God, but a good name brings all glory to God. I said a bad name does not bring no glory to God. We're in this walk to bring glory to God. God. When we're living like the world living, and we bring that worldly ways into the gospel ways, we're not bringing glory to God. We're bringing shame to God. We're crucifying our Lord and Savior over and over. But if we want to bring glory to God, let's keep a good name. Let's keep a good reputation. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by his Spirit and by the Spirit of God. So kind of way. And all the bad reputation, got one foot in the world and one foot in God. And think you don't even
know
the kingdom of heaven. It said, do not be deceived. To those who are fornicating, it says, not a fornicator, nor adulterer, nor nor homosexual. If you're dealing with a homosexual and you're walking in the body of Christ, that's a bad reputation. Nor sodomite, y'all know what that means. Nor thief. Come on. If you steal it, oh my God. It says, nor covenant thing. Nor drinking. Instead of being drunk in the spirit, you drunk with the wine of the world. Come on. It says, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But now you hold a good name. Come on. But you were washed. But you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Glorify God in your body. This is what brings glory to God. Come on. That was the old us. But the new us, come on. It says, do you not know that your body of Christ shall I then take the member of Christ and make them members of harlots? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot, one body with her, for the two, he says, shall become one flesh, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sin against his own body, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were brought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God. Amen. So this tells me our reputation will be held favorable and high in Christ Jesus if we keep a good name. Come on. Jesus made himself of no reputation. It was God that exalted him. He humbled himself and God exalted him. You don't have to exalt yourself. If you humble yourself under the almighty hand of God, he will exalt you in due season. Amen. God bless you. We represent Christ. Amen. And we should be careful how we live. Amen. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Love and favor rather than silver and gold. I'd rather have you than silver and gold. Let's keep a good reputation. Let's represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when we keep a good reputation, our community will see it. The public will see it. People that we don't even know will see it. Inside the church will see it. Outside, everywhere we go, we want respect and admiration because that brings glory to God. And we want to be stamped with approval. We want to be stamped with a pleasing God. Amen? God bless you.
Wow. Woo! That was the word. A fool should not err. Amen, amen. A good name. Woo, Jesus. You said so many things. Hallelujah. I pray you all got it. If you didn't get it, go back on the archives. Amen. We are representatives of Jesus Christ. How are you representing God? God, glory to God. This is Friday, amen. Somebody needs to say it don't take long to be strong. Ah, glory to God. That was a strong, powerful message. Are you representing God? And if you are, how are you representing him? Yeah, she done already told us we can't represent God any kind of way. We can't have one foot in and one foot out. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. Oh, glory to God. That was a word. Hey, a good name. A good name. See, we're seeking for a reputation. We're seeking for elevation. We're seeking for a title. Amen. But if you honor God, if you honor God's word, and you are faithful and you are committed to do what God have called you to do. She said, who are you going to obey? Will you obey man or will you obey God? See, some of us in it for fleshly purposes. Amen. We're trying to, we're men pleasers. Amen. And if we get some skins on the wall, amen, we get elevated to all of these different offices, that makes us feel like we're somebody. Amen. But I want you to know today, as Pastor Beatrice has so eloquently and anointedly gave us this word today on a good name, people of God, time is winding down. Jesus is soon to come. Ah, the Bible says some is almost over and we yet not saved. What are we waiting on? What are we waiting on to represent God? What are we waiting on to get up off our do-nothing stools, amen, and go out into the highways and the hedges and represent God? A good name, she said, a good name will go before you. Ha, you don't know Messiah. Amen. When you're going, you know, when we hear about a good movie at the movie theater, you know the word spreads. Oh, you need to go and see this. You need to go see that. You know why? Because they've already watched it. They've already seen what it was about. So they share it. Ah, they share it with their friends. They share it with their family. Well, that's what we should do about Jesus. Hallelujah. We should share this gospel. We should be willing, to tell somebody that I serve a God. We should be willing to represent him with his, the name that he has given us. Hallelujah. Good name. Hey, you don't know Messiah. If you've been out in the world, you don't know Messiah. Hallelujah. You were nothing. You know, we had nicknames out in the world. Some of us was on crack cocaine, heroin, alcohol, smoking weed. Some of us was robbers and thieves and homemongers. But one day we heard about Jesus and we decided to give our life to the Lord. When you make that decision to take on the name of Christ, you have to denounce some things. You can't, oh God, you can't walk in the same light, in the same manner. Pastor Beatrice said, you can't do what you used to do. That's why he said, take off. Take off. The old man is buried in the watery grave. That's why it's necessary. Some people are saying baptism ain't necessary. Oh, but it is necessary. It symbolizes a new birth. It symbolizes a cleansing, a purification. Process. We all have to be purified. We all have to be cleansed. If we don't, this old nature will find itself rising up again. If you don't stay in this word, you don't know no Messiah. If you don't mortify these members, if you don't crucify this flesh, that old man will resurface. Why will it resurface? Because guess what? You're not nurturing it. You're not nurturing this gift that God has given you. When God give you the Holy Ghost, baby, the Bible said it's sealed in you until the day of redemption. It's sealed. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? God don't come back and take that gift away from you. Hallelujah. When you go down in that watery grave, you rise to walk in a newness of life. Amen. He's not an Indian giver. He don't get mad with you and say, hey, I'm taking it back. No, when you get full of the Holy Ghost, that's why I wonder sometimes, Pastor Beatrice, this people, leaders, do they really have the Holy Ghost? Well, if you have the Holy Ghost, the name that God has given me, I cannot go against my brother and my sister. I cannot defile their name. I
can't backbite and run their name through the mud and say all kind of man or evil against them. I cannot do that. My Holy Ghost won't let me do that. That's why I said yesterday and the day before, we need a refilling. We need a refilling. If you haven't spoke in tongues, you need to go to the altar and say, Lord, fill me up again. Ah, because this Holy Ghost will talk to you. It will minister to you. Glory to God. I can't go into this. She done already preached the word. Hallelujah. I'm just giving my comment. Amen. You have to walk uprightly. Hey, you know, Messiah, you have to know that God, you know, the name that God has given you, it's a good name. Hey, the Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen. Yes, people going to remember Pastor Beatrice when you walk. You always got the gainsayers going to talk. Oh, she ain't nothing. I remember when. Well, you remember when, but God remembered then. Then came Jesus. So when I'm walking in the then, I'm walking in the after. I ain't walking in the before. You knew me before Christ came into my life. You knew me before he gave me a new name. God has given us a new name. How we going to represent it? Are you happy about your new name?
Hallelujah.
Are you happy about your new profession? Well, if you're happy about it, then you would do something to make God happy. You would walk holy. The Bible says holiness without no man shall see the Lord. And you can perpetrate. You can perpetrate. But guess what? God knows them that are his. You can only perpetrate for a season. Amen, amen, amen. She already told you. You going to come and say, didn't I preach in your name? Didn't I lay hands on the sick? I did some things in your name, Jesus. And Jesus going to say, because you know why? God has given me a name above every name. And when you call on the name Jesus, something has to happen. When you call on Jesus, something has to happen. So Jesus going to say, yes, you did all those things, but get thee behind me because I never knew you. Ah, you know, the Messiah. This woman has preached here today. A good name. A good name. We having some technical difficulties today. Ah, on the line, you know, the Messiah. Hallelujah. We're going to open up those lines that we're able to see. Yeah, you're Messiah. The devil is a lie. See, he knew this word was coming through. Hey, you know, no Messiah. And I don't put everything on the devil. But guess what? The Bible says he is the God of this world. He's the God of this world. Oh, but we got a God that is almighty. The devil is mighty, but God is almighty. Because guess what? He was created by God. For the evil day. Glory to God. I bless him today. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to open up the lines. We're going to get on off of here. I got to preach on another line. Hell yeah, no Messiah today. Amen. Let's go. And see, caller. Amen. It looks like a Skype number. I can't see your number, but your line is open. God bless you. Can you give us your name if you'd like to say something on behalf of the word that was spoken? You're welcome to do so at this time. If not, God bless you. We thank you for tuning in. Amen. Amen. Let's go, Eric.
Get out of the way.
Go ahead.
I'm so tired. You don't ever give me no break from her.
I do.
Yeah. When?
Yesterday.
Okay, okay.
I went to
let's
my
go
check.
To
yeah,
let's
great.
Go to area code 209. The last four of your numbers 8124.
Stop putting your hands
your
on
line.
Me.
God bless you, Sister Piper.
I'm tired.
Sister Piper.
So you guys shake it too.
All right. She got some other things going on. Amen. Let's go to Sister T. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister
T. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I praise God for that word that came forth from my pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin. What a on-time word it was. Giving honor to God, to you, Pastor Bernard, to Mother Ruby, and all the people of God. That was truly a word straight from God. The Lord is really trying to let us know we got to get our life in order and live holy before Him and not live any kind of way. And I just want to let Pastor Martin know that right before she got on the line today, I posted on Facebook that favor was better than silver and gold. And where did she come out of a scripture that I was reading just yesterday? So God is just confirming His word. I'm excited about the things of God, and I just ask you to continue to pray my sense in the Lord. I'm just excited. I just feel like screaming and taking a lap around this house, because God is faithful, and He just trying to put us in line. But I thank God for correction on today, and I thank God for using the woman of God to put us all in line. Yes, we all do need a refilling, Lord. I ask the Lord to continue to refill me every day. I pray my strength in the Lord. I love you guys. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Amen.
You are worthy, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can't see. Amen. God bless you, Sister T. We can't see the other numbers on the line. Amen. So what we're going to have to do, Sister Ruby, can you see any more numbers?
Oh, you know what? I always see. Prophet Michael, I don't know how you get in here, but he's in here. Prophet Michael.
All right. Well, you're going to have to take over from here, Sister Ruby. I have an emergency, so just continue on.
Yeah, but I don't see anybody else's name. Prophet Michael Davis.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
God bless
fine.
You. How are you, Sister Ruby?
Oh, we're blessed.
We'll go
everybody
back to
else ain't coming on, but
Pastor
you.
Beatrice.
You came all the way.
After him.
Prophet Michael.
Yes, God bless you. How are you?
We're blessed, mm-hmm. Lord. Nobody else I can see. They cut off. I had four. And you came
can you
go ahead you to the top of the list. Go on, Prophet
Lord,
Michael.
Lord,
look at God. That's the promotion I'm talking about. Tell somebody. After Evangelist Bernard, we prayed this morning, and it was a similar, very similar topic. I had an issue with a pastor, and glory to God, Evangelist Bernard encouraged me. You release that thing to God. You don't do nothing about it. You just release it to God and do what's right in God's sight. And then sometimes to keep a good name, you got to walk away from some people. Glory to God.
Amen.
Sometimes to keep a good name, you got to walk away from some folks, because everybody ain't trying to have a good name or a good reputation. Some people are trying to take you down the tubes with them. They know they're going down, and they want to try to take you down with them. But God says, separate yourself from these people. And then, you know, you cling to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll keep you protected from them people that have bad names. My God, mm-hmm. from heaven. That was a good word from the Lord. Truly an anointed word from God, truly a word sent from heaven, truly is a confirmation, because Evangelist Bernard and I, we talked about the exact same thing this morning, and I didn't want to lean to my own understanding, and so that's why I called to get counsel. I said, Evangelist Bernard, there's a situation regarding a leadership, and there's some things that are happening that are not right, and she just said, Brother, the Holy Ghost took over and said, you release that thing to God, you don't do nothing about it, you just go ahead and separate yourself from them and just go forward, keep it moving. And I said, that's the Holy Ghost. Because sometimes when you're dealing with people in leadership, they don't want to listen, they get proud, they get puffed up, especially if they've been in the office a long time, they don't want to humble themselves, they think they're never wrong, they think they don't never do nothing wrong, they think they're so close to God that they don't even make mistakes. But the devil is a lie. We all make mistakes. All men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all got to stay humble. We all got to remain humble. Why? Because the only one that's perfect is the Lord Jesus Christ. My God. So she encouraged me to go ahead and separate from these people, just keep going forward, and that's what I decided to do. And after I got off the phone, I just want to encourage Evangelist Bernard that it was a word from God. There was such a peace in my spirit, and God just kept reminding me, son, you released.
Wow.
You released.
Thank you.
You released. And when you release from a situation, you don't got to do nothing because God got it all under control.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
My.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bernard, I can't see anybody else. Can you open up any lines or see anybody? I only have four callers on.
No, I can't see any more. We're having some difficulties with our Blog Talk, so we're not able to scroll down to get to the other callers. So we're going to go back to Pastor Beatrice and let her have a final remark, and we're going to close on out. We'll see you all back on the line on Monday next week. And again, I gave you all the information if you want to tune in to Prophet Anthony Hill's Blog Talk show at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Time, and 6:30 Eastern Time. I'll be ministering on that line within the next hour. Amen. Those of you that have Facebook pages, you can look on there. I can't see it before me. I'm driving, so I can't see that number again. Amen.
Okay.
So back to Prophet, back to Pastor Beatrice. That was a great, 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 encouraging, transforming word today. A good name.
Yes.
Pastor,
yes.
Sister Ruby, if you had any comments, you could go ahead. And back to Pastor Beatrice.
Pastor Martin, it was just something. The Lord had Prophet Michael to come on. Everybody else haven't came on my screen. And he popped up at the first one and wanted to say how him and we had no idea him and Evangelist Bernard was communicating, but the Lord used it. So that's truly a blessing, and he made sure that he opened this line so Prophet Michael Davis could get on and give his testimony. So that's
amen.
Good. I just thank the Lord for it, because I can't see anybody else, but he came up here always getting up here. The Lord always. But God bless it. The word was a blessing. It was truly anointed. And say, get one foot, keep both of the foot in Jesus, not one foot in the world and one foot out. So I'm just so excited that the Lord used you mightily to come on. And one thing about it, every time the Lord bring you on, you're going to give us scripture so we can go back and read it for
us.
If we don't want to write it down, that's on us. But the Lord sure scripture, because ain't none coming out of you. It's coming out the Bible, the Holy Bible. So God bless you and increase you. And Prophet Michael, I want you, I can't get to this song, the gospel. So when Pastor Martin finished, then would you close us out with a song? Pastor Martin.
Amen. God bless. I just want to say that we as the body of Christ, no matter what office we hold, we should keep a good name, whether it's pastor, apostle, bishop, prophetess, lay member, we should keep a good name, and God will give us the power of his Holy Spirit that will allow and control us to help us to keep a good name, because sin should never have dominion over our life and empower us, you know, to where it takes us out of that good name, which is just simply having a good character. When I think of the devil, I think of a bad reputation. But when I think of Jesus, Jesus' name has a good reputation. And that's how it should be. When people hear our name or know about our name, we should always remember to keep a good reputation. I just thank God for his word on today. And I'd rather have a good name than to have great riches and silver and gold. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. We before you come on, Prophet Michael, Pastor Martin, I know you have quite a few on. We couldn't see them, but I did get Sister Pfeiffer, you know, number 209-8124.
Uh-huh.
And normally she was on, but she dropped Vandis, opened her up, but she didn't say, you know, she was having a conversation. We had, I think it was 9 or 2. They usually come on when you bring the word, so God bless.
God bless you.
Prophet Michael.
Yes.
Would you like to close us out with a song, or you had anything else in it?
Glory to God. Yeah, I just want to encourage Pastor Beatrice to continue to stand firm on the Word of God and continue to speak the truth and continue to tell people exactly what thus saith the Lord. You can never go wrong with doing that. You can never go wrong with telling people the truth. But they can turn from being wrong to becoming right by hearing the truth and hearing what thus saith the Lord. Glory to God. And it sounds like you have a little prophetic in your voice. Sounds like some prophecy is in there somewhere. Glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Because when you speak like that and when you declare the word like that, that you can't help but to have a prophetic utterance to declare not only the truth to people, but the things that God will reveal to you by the Holy Ghost concerning the things that are coming into their life and how to avoid those things through and by the Word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. So I just want to say a quick prayer for you, if I may, and then I'll sing a song. Father, I thank you for Pastor Beatrice, that you would continue to anoint her to expound on your word, continue to anoint her to give her even deeper revelation, that you would continue to manifest your spirit, and you would continue to reveal things to her in her times of prayer and fasting and studying of the word, things that have not even been opened up to her at this time, but there is a time that you will begin to reveal new things, glory to God, and see deeper things, glory to God, and receive deeper revelation and receive deeper understanding and even a greater wisdom. And as she said, that as you grow in God, you will grow with favor with man and with God. And I pray that over your life for the glory of God and for the kingdom of God's sake.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Because the more that we proclaim his word, the more the people are set free.
Jesus.
What a mighty God we serve.
Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, Jesus.
What a mighty God, what a mighty God. We
hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you. My God, what power. What power.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, you're good. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Have
Lord.
Your way, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. He's going to have his way. He's going to be glorified.
Mm.
He's going to be glorified. He's going to be glorified. Whether we give it to him or not, it's because the glory is his.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, the time is coming for those people who have not been sent into the kingdom by the Holy Spirit are going to be exposed.
Jesus.
God is pulling the cloak off of the deception so all can see it.
Oh, yes.
In times past, they thought they were hiding under a title, under a ministry, or under a position. But God is going to pull the very covering off of them. Just as when Adam sinned, the covering was pulled off of him, and he discovered he was naked.
Yes, Lord.
God is going to pull the covering off of the counterfeit so that those that have the true Spirit of God can see them for who they really are. They will be exposed as being naked.
My God.
They won't be able to hide no more.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Good God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
No more. Mendo Kurutu. They've been hiding for a season. But God said, they're praising it up. Ikumusha. They'll be exposed for who they are.
Jesus.
God, my God.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. The true church is in one place and with one accord. The true church is with one accord. There's not one of them that's off key. Not one.
No.
Hallelujah.
And when somebody coming in and they're off key, you know it's because their spirit is off.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus. Oh,
their spirit is off.
Oh, Jesus.
My God. Oh, I tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
God is not playing.
Oh,
God is not playing.
Hallelujah.
So it would behoove us really to just cry, Lord, make sure that I'm right.
Make sure that I'm right.
My name is right with you.
Hallelujah.
That's a powerful word, Pastor Beatrice. That's a powerful word. God bless you.
God bless you.
My God. I'm going to sing a little bit of Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Glory
all right.
To God.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
On second thought, the Lord just changed it. I'm going to sing How Great Thou Art.
Okay, all right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord my God, when I in awe some wonder
then sings my soul.
Oh, hallelujah.
In the spirit, like Medina Pullings. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah, I see that. I see you operating in the spirit like her, you know, to set women free in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. My God.
And I'm good with you.
You can just confirm, prophet. That's what you did. You
And then I'll get so bold, and I'm just teaching you something that I do. And perhaps the Holy Ghost will give it to you, too. Sometimes I just go up to him and say, well, who sent you? What do you mean? Sister said, what do you mean? Ah. If you don't know that I'm talking about Jesus, I'm gone. Who sent you to talk to me? Because it's only two, the devil or Jesus.
My God.
Who sent you to talk to me? What do you mean?
He's rude.
No, I ain't rude. I'm protecting my spirit from your demonic spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Sorry.
I'm not going to get caught in your trap. Who sent you? If they don't say Jesus the first time, I'm gone.
My God.
The Holy Ghost knows what I'm talking about.
And if God sent them,
the first thing that'll come out of their mouth, Jesus sent me. Okay, now we can talk.
Jesus.
See?
Oh, my God.
I've got to identify who's behind that person. I got to identify the spirit.
My God. It is God.
My God, from glory.
It's God.
And when they start struggling with it, well, what do you mean? Okay, bye. I know who I'm dealing with.
Oh, yeah.
See, because Jesus identified the man that had 2,000, a legion of demons. He said, what is your name?
Yeah.
And they spoke out. He had to identify who he was dealing with.
My mama. Yeah.
What is your name?
God ordained it. Hallelujah.
He ordained this one.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah.
You know what happened? Sister T came, Evangelist T came on the first one, and then the switchboard got all kind of crazy and confused, and it wouldn't move. And the only thing it could let me on, that Pastor Martin came on earlier too, so she stayed. But Sister T dropped, and I mean Evangelist T dropped, and 10 minutes later she on talk. I'm saying, Lord, how did Sister T get back on the line? Because she dropped it, I couldn't get her. But the Lord had a word for her. And she came on. She wasn't on here. I couldn't get nobody back. But the Lord got him back. This is his kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
His kingdom. God knows what he's doing. What he does.
I'm going to see if sister.
What a mighty God we serve.
Let's see if Sister Piper.
Living on food stamps.
Sister Piper?
Fucking showing us what we buy.
In the name of Jesus.
He's still talking to somebody else. Okay.
Glory.
Sometimes I just like sharing certain things out of the spirit realm with people who can receive it because they know what is being said by the Father. You know, they understand spiritual things. I couldn't talk like this to babes in the Lord. Only people who understand spiritual things, so that you know, as you're walking in this journey, these are the deep things of the Lord. Because you have to be careful with your anointing, and you have to be careful with people. I'm not saying you avoid people, but you do have to be careful with them.
Yes, you do.
You have to be very careful. You know, people coming up, touching you on your back, or why you are pushing me from behind.
See,
that's demonic. Jesus never approached anybody from behind. Don't be touching me from behind now. That's not the Holy Ghost.
My God.
See, that's a demonic. They're trying to put a spirit on you. I'm serious. These are deep things that people are not aware that's going on. And then they get home, and then they get home, and they're angry. And what's wrong with me? Why am I acting like that? And somebody done put a spirit on you. See?
Jesus.
Now you can cast it off, but the thing it got on you. I'm not saying it'll get in you, but they're trying to put spirits on you. And don't touch me from my back. I had to confront somebody with that. This woman came up, touching me from my back, rubbing my upper part of my shoulder,
And I said, why are you ruining my marriage? I said, show me. I said, I'll tell you what. I'll allow you to do that anytime I see you if you show me in the Bible where it is.
Jesus.
She could not show me in the Bible. She begins to stutter. And I said, it's a demonic thing that you're doing.
Jesus.
She said, well, everything ain't in the Bible. I said, I'll prove it to you. The word of God says man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I said, I don't know how you live, but that's how I live.
Yeah.
Mama.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't tell me everything ain't in the Bible. Everything pertaining to life and godliness is in that word.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
So that's the devil talking, see? The devil will talk back to you. Take him straight to the word. Show me where it's at in the Bible. If they can't show you, get thee behind me, Satan.
All right.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I had a bishop said to me, I'm studying the Quran. And I said, why? Who told you to do that? He said, well, I'm so I can witness to them. I said, show me in the Bible where it tells you to read any other book.
My.
And I said, God didn't tell you to do it then.
Yes.
Where he said, consult anything else. I said, the only thing you have to tell any Muslim is what does say the Lord. See?
My God.
See?
My mama.
Don't mess with God's word. Don't tell me you're doing something and you just because you're a bishop and all that. You're off because you have chosen to be off.
My God. Thank
if it
you,
ain't
Lord.
In the word of God, you cannot do it, period.
My God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Wisdom.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
He crowneth us with wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
So I deal with a lot of pastors and a lot of God's people. I'll just put it like that. I deal with a lot of God's people, and I walk a certain way, and a lot of times they don't want to talk to me, and I understand that. If I was them, I wouldn't want to talk to me either.
My God.
Because if you're doing anything that's going to contradict God's word, my responsibility is to tell you about it.
That's right.
Because
yeah,
I have to warn them as a watchman on the wall.
Yeah. Thank
and
you,
God
Lord.
God is going to back you up. God is going to back you up if you warn the wicked about his way. That's what he says. If you see an unrighteous man walking in his way, and if you cannot warn the unrighteous man about his way, and he dies in his sin, then his blood will be required at your hands. Ezekiel chapter 3.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
So we have a responsibility to tell them what thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. That's our job.
But if we tell them, and they fall in their sin or remain in their sin, then we have saved our own soul.
My God. My
but
God.
They will
Thank
die
you.
In their sin.
Yes.
Good God from heaven. You don't hear that stuff being taught no more.
My God, we need it. Yes,
that's Ezekiel
Lord.
Chapter 3, around the 17th verse.
Jesus, okay. Man, praise the Lord.
Yeah, so sometimes I just like opening up, sharing some things that the Holy Spirit has taught me to people who can receive it and people who know the Holy Spirit and know the depths of the Spirit and how to protect the anointing on their life.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I just thank God. I thank God for the wisdom. I thank him for the depth of discerning of spirits, and I thank God for releasing this short time of sharing so that we all can glorify our Father who is in heaven.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Well, we're going to close out. We thank God. Pastor Beatrice, did you have anything else you'd like to say? Thank Prophet Michael's just been a blessing. The Lord know when to send you in. Did you have anything else to say? Pastor Martin.
Word. I said that was a blessing. Awesome word he gave. How great is our God? I mean, the wisdom that God has given him to share with us, that was awesome. Because God is awesome. I have no further words to say. God bless you. I've been blessed today. God allowed me to pour out, and he blessed my spirit today. So I thank you for that.
God bless you. We've been blessed, too. Thank you, Prophet Michael Davis, coming on, letting the Lord
thank
use
you so much.
Glory
thank
God.
You. I receive every word. God bless.
And the vast
words, too. Amen.
Okay, we're going to close out. God bless. Have a great weekend. Tomorrow morning, what is that? They Overcame with Minister Billy Burns. What's that? 8 a.m. Carolina time, 5 a.m. Pacific time. God bless. We're so sorry that the switchboard acted up and we couldn't get there. We couldn't see everybody. Wouldn't move. But we just thank everybody for coming on today. God bless.
God bless. God bless.
Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Yeah. You got back in here. I don't know. You were cut off. Okay, I'm going to close out. God bless. If I can, let's see. Okay. Oh, here we go.